This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2125, Four New Ways to Convert Worry to Confidence by Ingrid Y. Hellander of IngridYHellanderLMFT.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every single day of the year with permission from the authors. It's kind of like an audiobook, but kind of not. If you're new here, just keep listening to find out what it's like. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Four New Ways to Convert Worry to Confidence by Ingrid Y. Hellander of IngridYHellanderLMFT.com. Using internal family systems or IFS therapy concepts, you can actually change the way you react to the parts of your personality that work like a little internal family inside you. Along with care for your physical body and your nervous system, parts of your personality need loving care and attention to maintain your sense of calm and connectedness. Here are a few examples of how people often react to worried parts that only make things worse. The moment Kendra feels a sense of worry, she reminds herself what a worried, anxious wreck she is. Essentially, she fully embodies the worry, forgetting about any other feelings or perspectives she has. James, who experienced a significant trauma in high school, has learned to press away or ignore the worry, feeling and acting agitated, but refusing to deal with parts of him that feel triggered and painful. A very organized person herself, when Betty senses more worry in her own system, she scans her environment, looking for other people or projects to manage. Her teenage children know when mom has that look and stay away. And Derek was taught that you should not speak up for your feelings, or frankly, to have feelings at all. As a result, when he feels nervous, he complains about everything around him instead. Inside, he hopes that someone will rescue him from painful feelings, but since he cannot even recognize, much less talk about them, he instead expresses feeling victimized by a corrupt government and greedy workplace. If you've ever reacted as these people do, you know that the results are panic, physical pain, poor relationships, and a sense of ineffectiveness and frustration. When these patterns are repeated throughout life, they make it extremely difficult to handle stress and feel confident. IFS is a lifesaver here. IFS provides a true and effective way to view parts of our personalities and to help them. From the IFS perspective, your personality is made up of many parts, sub-personalities, that have developed roles and interactions inside you as you have grown and developed. Parts are natural and normal. They're not bad. Parts always want good things for you, but they can take on extreme roles, which become burdens for them. Parts may or may not have a gender, and it may or may not be the same as yours. Some people have a clear visualization of their parts. For others, it is more of a feeling. Both are normal. You also have a self, a core or guiding leadership that, when it is differentiated from your parts, is your true nature without issues, burdens, or agendas. You can recognize self as having the qualities of compassion, clarity, courage, confidence, creativity, caring, connectedness, and calmness. Your internal system is in balance when your self is in leadership and your parts have access to this leadership. While there is no substitute for a trusted IFS therapist, you can begin to understand your relationship to your parts and use these tools along with good physical and nerve care as you create a foundation of inner trust. Here are four new ways to access your calm, confident self. Promote healthy, integrated emotions. Number one, remember that your emotions are not all of you. When you have a strong feeling like worry, first breathe and notice where you feel it in or around your body or mind. This can be difficult at first, but there has to be some sensation that indicates worry for you. As you feel this body sensation, let yourself feel it as just one part of you. It is not all of you, and you are not worry. You have worry or a worried feeling in part of you. Number two, offer compassion to all of yourself, even parts that make mistakes due to worry. As you feel your worried parts, ask yourself, how do I feel toward this part of myself? Often the answer is clear, I do not like this part of me at all. If that's true for you, simply acknowledge that one part of you feels worry and another part doesn't like that. Makes sense, right? If you agree with the part that dislikes worry, breathe and feel that part of your body or mind and let it know that you agree. Worry can feel very uncomfortable and frustrating. Number 3, learn how to love yourself, even your worry. If possible, and don't force it, ask if the parts of you that do not like your worry to step back for a moment so you can send a little breath or curiosity toward the sensation of worry. Ask the worry what it believes would happen if it did not worry this way. If you get an answer like, "I'd feel so much better," that's probably a different part. See if you can imagine why the worry doesn't just stop. In almost all cases, the worry has a reason for being there. It is in some way trying to help you. Even if you don't deeply understand it, breathe internally toward the sensation, sending genuine compassion to this worried part. Let it know that it is not alone. You are there. Enjoy the integrated sense of calm when this worried part senses your presence. And number 4, establish a practice to increase your sense of self. Finally, the more self qualities you have available to you, the more your parts will feel safe, secure, and calm. Notice if you can tell when you are feeling a part of you. Also look for times when you feel you are authentically looking through your own eyes of curiosity and care. See if you can genuinely get more curious and compassionate with your parts. Your subpersonalities, your internal family, will recognize you as their good leader, and you will build your strong, confident foundation. You have the power within your physical body, nervous system, and personality to strengthen and encourage yourself through stressful times. No more will you need to completely collapse into panic or depression. It takes practice and dedication, but this practice is intuitive and so healthy, you will want more each day. You just listened to the post titled, 4 New Ways to Convert Worry to Confidence by Ingrid Y. Hellander of ingridyhellanderlmft.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Ingrid. This one reminded me a bit of the Pixar movie Inside Out. I won't give any spoilers, but some of the principles definitely overlap in my opinion. But with that, I'm going to keep this one short for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.